Bocas del Toro, Panama. A secluded seaside hideaway, the kind of place where you buy a boat and just disappear. For self-made millionaire Scott Makeda and his wife Belinda, it's the perfect place to retire. And he's not alone. Bocas is a hot spot for American expats. So when a couple from North Carolina, Bill and Jane Cortez, approaches his yacht one lazy afternoon, Scott doesn't think anything of inviting them on board for a cocktail. He has no idea that his tropical haven is about to become his personal hell.
He literally said, "Everybody will bow before me." I said, why do you think I would bow before you? And he said, "Because I have the power of Satan."
A brazen con artist.
Holbert rents a room above a supermarket, and that's where Holbert set up his business as a fake shrink.
Accusations of a gringo mafia.
Gun running, drugs, importing illegal immigrants. Holbert claimed he was my hitman.
A slaughtered family.
And then he goes back and he plants another bullet in the heads of all three of them.
An American facing life and death in a foreign prison.
We were fearful of the authorities. I was thinking, I am not going to go home tonight. I'm going to be in a Panamanian prison.
You know, you hear rumors about things that go on in prisons, especially in Panama. And I thought, how in the world would he even survive that?
A killer on tape.
"Hey, man, I'm guilty. Everybody knows I'm a monster. I killed people, man. There ain't no fixing that."
A true story as bizarre as it is terrifying, because in the wilds of paradise, familiar rules don't apply. When justice comes down to one man's word against a psychopath's lies, the law of the jungle is simple. Survive. From Tree Fort Media and Village Roadshow Entertainment Group, this is Natural Selection, Scott versus Wild Bill. I'm your host, Candace DeLong. Coming soon.